This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Whether they are a mother, daughter, wife, grandmother, girlfriend, or sister, our wish for these special women is that they are happy and healthy. Yvonne Green is director of CDC's Office of Women's Health, and she's joining us today to discuss ways women can improve their chances for living a long and healthy life. Welcome to the show, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Yvonne, what is the life expectancy for women in the U.S.?
For women, it's 80.4 years.
What about for men?
Men, 75.4 years. So there's a five-year difference in life expectancy between males and females.
Why do women tend to live longer than men?
Good question. Lots of theories. We don't really know specifically, but we can assume it's from everything from women getting better education over the years to women not being involved in some activities that may have placed men at higher risk. So it's probably a combination of issues and reasons.
What are health issues that are unique for females?
Anything that's related to pregnancy or childbirth, of course, are unique to women. Anything having to do with the female reproductive system. But there are some issues that occur in men and women, but are more common in women, such as osteoporosis, lupus, migraine headaches, rheumatoid arthritis, depression.
So what are the leading causes of death for women?
The leading causes of death are first, heart disease, second, cancer, third, stroke, fourth, chronic lower respiratory diseases, which include bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma, and then fifth, Alzheimer's disease.
Yvonne, what can women do to improve their chances for living a long and healthy life?
Adding healthy living doesn't take a lot of money, time, or expertise. We each can incorporate simple activities every day, such as eating healthy, getting the recommended physical activity most days of the week, which is 2.5 hours per week, not smoking, protecting ourselves, such as washing our hands, getting immunizations, wearing seatbelts and helmets, handling stress and taking care of our mental health, and of course, getting our needed checkups.
Where can listeners get more information about women's health?
You can get more information about women's health at www.cdc.gov/women.
Thanks, Yvonne. I've been talking today with CDC's Yvonne Green about women's health. Remember, women can improve their chances for living a long and healthy life by exercising regularly, eating a healthy diet, not smoking, and getting periodic checkups. Encourage the special ladies in your life to make healthy choices daily. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.